is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26 January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi said, the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. The Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVE Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He also elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites tonight from Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit, which will make India the fourth country in the world to achieve the feat. ISRO's Warhorse rocket Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle will place the two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment, SPADEX, in the first week of January. The SPADEX mission is expected to be a stepping stone for India's future endeavours in space exploration, which include getting rocks and soil from the moon on Earth, the proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station, and landing an astronaut on the lunar surface. Only the US, Russia and China have mastered the space docking technologies. The secondary objective of the mission includes demonstration of the transfer of electric power between the docked spacecraft, which is essential for future applications such as in-space robotics, composite spacecraft control, and payload operations after undocking. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with trade and industry leaders today. During the meeting, India Inc. is now expected to pitch for measures to boost consumption, which is the largest component of GDP, to support high growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Gujarat today. Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to the state to attend the annual functions of the Srimad Raj Chandra Ashram at Sri Dharmpur Tirth in Asura, Gujarat, during which he will participate in Maha Mastak Abhishek ceremony at Raj Sabha Guru. Kamya Karthikeyan, a 17-year-old student from Navy Children's School in Mumbai, has made history by becoming the youngest female in the world to scale the highest peaks on each of the seven continents. In chess, the highly anticipated FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship alongside the Women's World Blitz Chess Championship will kick off tonight in New York. In Australia, India were 2 for no loss in their second innings against Australia while chasing a target of 340 runs on the fifth and final day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy.